always on guard.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, weirdos, lunatics, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, it is Friday, June 15th. It's June 15th here in the state of Minnesota. I wonder if it's June 15th in other states. It's starting to sound like I work for the Obama administration or something. You know, 57 states in the union. Just thought I'd share that with everybody. You have with you today, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. Always posting new stuff. Jake posts it all the time. New content out there constantly. If you'd like to check it out, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Thank you again for all the high fives. I got about 51 likes yesterday. Added friends. 51 on Facebook. That was pretty incredible. I think there's a glitch in Facebook. And all of a sudden I went from this number to this number. It's like, whoa. So thank you for the high five, friends. Bradley Dean on my Facebook, Double E. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's Bradley Dean 1. Follow me on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Yesterday it was your show, friends. And it happened to be my birthday, too. I just thought I'd throw that in there. Well, just in case somebody forgot. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. True that. Now, right before the show, I actually went into town about a half hour out, and I went to Kentucky Fried Chicken. Can somebody tell me why KFC draws people from different planets to eat at their restaurant? I'm not even kidding you. I need someone to tell me, why does KFC draw people from different planets? I'm not kidding, Carrie. I'm dead serious. I was sitting there eating with me and my boys and my wife, and I look over to the right, and I'm not saying they're the baser sort. I'm not making fun of anybody. I'm just saying these folks are from different planets. And I look over to the right, and this guy, I kid you negative, I felt like walking over to him and saying, sir, would you like to come over to my house and get a shovel? That guy was taking, he didn't even care what anybody in the restaurant thought. I just thought to myself, wife, and my wife got up and got another plate. And as she got another plate, she's looking at me and I'm smiling at her trying to say, read me. Read my mind right now. Look at the guy to the right. And I'm smiling at her because I know that if I look at him again, I'm really going to get it. And I'm talking about really going to get the giggles where I couldn't stop myself. I couldn't contain or restrain myself. It's like, my gosh. I said, wife, try to look at him for a second. Just takes the stinking spoon and shoves it in his mouth. You know, what I should have did is just went over there and just took the plate and said, sir, open up and I'll just shove it right in there. It was really that gross. And then after I did that, I should have said to him, what planet are you from? Because that's pretty gross. We say this all the time. It's on the verge of almost weirdo vibe there. Is it the chicken? Does that bring in a different sort of people, or do the people from different planets like the chicken? You guys get the point. It was really that funky. Lots to talk about today. I want to finish up what I was talking about yesterday. And what I was talking about yesterday is what James Wilson, the signer of the Constitution and the U.S. Supreme Court, said. He said, listen carefully, human law must rest its authority ultimately upon the authority of that law which is divine, God's law. Because God is the giver of government through the Mosaic Institution, which common law is based on in our country. Just read the Declaration of Independence, the bedrock. Far from being rivals or enemies, said James Wilson, religion and law are twin sisters, friends and mutual assistants. Indeed, these two sciences, the study of creation, run into each other. Now, it's interesting, he said, far from being rivals or enemies, religion and law are twin sisters. See, what's happening today in America is there's those that are in government, even though they just stumble over and they try to wink at and try to ignore, they try to push with the shoulder the fact that they swore in to uphold the Constitution, so help me God. They forgot that part when they talk about lines between church and state, perhaps. But really, at length, what they're saying, friends, is that they don't want to obey God. That's for the church. That's not for the government. Well, let me tell you this. That is the furthest thing from the truth. That's about as backwards as you can possibly get. And who interjected that thought into the American people today? Well, should I say this? Where did people derive that rewritten history from? They derived that from the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union. And it was Roger Baldwin who said that the end of the ACLU is communism. And when you guys hear the phrase lines between church and state, you have to keep in mind that's in Article 52 of the Constitution of the USSR. It's communism. It is not Americanism. And we can see that over the last 40 and 50 and 60 years, how the Supreme Court demigods have came in and usurped authority, they think, God's authority, because at length they want to be God. Read Isaiah 14 when you get some time. Well, they forget God. And yet, if you go to the Supreme Court, they all start out with prayer before they begin and adjourn. It's incredible, the hypocrisy, folks. But when we come back, we're going to talk about just that, how human law must rest its authority ultimately upon the authority of that law which is divine. And hopefully when I get done with that, I want to talk about what Obama just got done doing, folks. It's treason. It's complete treason. And how basically the American conservative, which is just like the professing church, in their hypocrisy, they laugh at Obama. Well, he's committing treason against the Constitution, so hopefully we can get to that before the end of the show. So I'll do my best to run down those channels. 1-877-807-9977. Do give a call early. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Poor markets cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? Truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at tobeyoungagain.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90, 90 for life. Or dial 855-79-YOUNG. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG. tobeyoungagain.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Yesterday we were talking about civil government and civil magistrates and what is their power. Let me go to Romans 13 really quick before I start shouting it down. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. Who gave that higher power? Who is that higher power? God is. The powers that be ordained are of God. I'm sorry. The powers that be ordained are of God. So where does ordained power come from? Man or God? God does. He ordains it. Whosoever therefore shall resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. God's law. He's talking about resisting the ordinance of God, resisting the laws of God, resisting the judgments of God. That they that resist shall receive to themselves a damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works. So folks, Christians in this country, conservatives in this country, patriots in this country, and outside of this country, rulers are to be a terror to not them that do the good works, but to the evil. They should bring down the law against those that break the law. I go on. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have the praise of the same. But what happens when government does the bad? I go on. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. Talking about magistrates. But if thou shalt do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God. He's on God's side. He's doing what God commanded him to do. A revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Upon him that breaketh the laws of God. It's pretty crazy. We're seeing just the exact opposite today. We have these demigods in the United States government that think they're above the law. As I said at the first segment, they forgot that they swore the oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States. So help me God, and the God that I'm talking about right now from Romans 13. Folks, did Moses violate God's principles of submission to authority when he killed the Egyptian taskmaster in defense of his fellow Hebrew? Did Elijah violate God's principle of submission to authority when he openly challenged Ahab and Jezebel? And keep in mind, Ahab, the corrupt tyrant, the dictator of the day, said to Elijah, troubler of Israel. He was calling Elijah, the man of God, the prophet of God. Ahab, the tyrant, was calling Elijah the troubler of Israel. Elijah said back to him, I'm not the troubler. He said back to the corrupt king, he said, you are the one that forgot your father's commandments. In other words, Elijah's saying, listen, I'm not rebelling against God. You're rebelling against God. You're the one that's in error here, Ahab, not me. My name is Elijah. So I go on. Did David violate God's principle of submission to authority when he refused to surrender to corrupt Saul's troops? Did Daniel violate God's principle of submission to authority when he obeyed the king's law to not pray audibly to God? Did the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, violate God's principle of submission to authority when they refused to bow to the image of the state? Hello, America. Did John the Baptist violate God's principle of submission to authority when he publicly scolded King Herod for his infidelity towards God? That's called a faithful witness, friends. And a faithful witness, my Bible tells me, delivers souls. And faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. A flattering tongue, friends, politicians do it all day long. A flattering tongue spoileth the soul. And keep in mind, Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, was betrayed with a kiss from Judas as he was sold for 30 pieces of silver. What do politicians do all day long? They sell the world. They sell their souls for the world. And what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose your own soul, hypocrite? Did Simon Peter and the other apostles violate God's principle of submission to authority when they refused to stop preaching on the streets of Jerusalem? Did Paul violate God's principle of submission to authority when he refused to obey those authorities who demanded that he abandon his missionary work? As a matter of fact, Paul spent almost as much time in jail as he did out of jail. And what of Peter when he was thrown into prison? Because the king wanted to do the Jewish people of the day a favor by getting rid of Peter. What happened when the angel of God came into the prison and shook it to its core and released Peter? And the next morning they found Peter in the streets preaching Jesus Christ. Was God walking contradictory to his own commands? No, he was not. Remember that every apostle of Christ except John was killed by hostile civil authorities who didn't obey God. Christians throughout church history were imprisoned, tortured, or killed by civil authorities of all stripes for refusing to submit to their various laws and prohibitions. Did all of these Christian martyrs violate God's principles of submission to authority? No way. They obeyed God. They bore their cross. As a matter of fact, Andrew, when he was going to the cross, he went and kissed the cross. Read Fox's Book of Martyrs. He said, what, I can preach it, but I can't live it? Wow. 1 John 3:18, man. He's talking, that is love. He was willing to lay down his life. He was willing to practice what he preached, even to the death of the cross, which is a perfect exhibition of his love for God and his exemplification as to who he served. So even the great prophets and apostles and writers of the Bible, including the writer of Romans chapter 13, understood that human authority, even civil authority, is limited. Paul makes it clear that our submission to civil authority must be predicated on more than fear of governmental retaliation. Notice he said, wherefore you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. Conscience means with knowledge. meaning our obedience to civil authority is more than just because they said so. Don't take it for face value. Does it say what they do in the Constitution? Can they back it up with law? Because if they can't, then we don't obey that. And folks, you hear me say this over and over and over again. Until this comes back to my ear, I'm going to keep proclaiming it throughout the airwaves. If you don't want to listen to God's Ten Commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000. In America, you're settling for man's 10,000 policies because they're not law. This means that we must think and reason for ourselves regarding the justness and rightness of our government's laws. Obedience is not automatic or robotic. It is a result of both rational deliberation and moral approbation. Therefore, there are times when civil authority may need to be resisted. Hello, America. It's not rebellion to resist unconstitutional law, it's obedience. You have everything upside down on its head. We have our military overseas dying and fighting and bleeding to magnify the Constitution of the United States. And over here, politicians can desecrate their memories by not obeying the Constitution that they died to magnify? How backwards can people think? And it's a lack of gratitude on the part of the American people for what the veterans did for them when they allow their politicians to corrupt and violate and desecrate the Constitution that gives us what we have through their redemptive power, through their sacrifice, the freedom that we now have. Freedom wasn't given to do what you want to do. It was given to do what you ought to do. And if you're thankful, nobody has to tell you to do it. Either governmental abuse of power or the violation of conscience, or both, could precipitate civil disobedience. And of course, how and when we decide to resist civil authority is an entirely separate issue. Folks, we're in a time today where we have a government that is out of its scope of authority. They have no power to do what they did. We just seen the president of corporate America today, say that it's okay for 800,000 illegals to come in and get work permits now. Congress already said no. They've already voted against that. Congress is your voice, America. Yet this president is violating the Constitution by ignoring your voice again. I'm going to come back on this topic. You got Bradley with the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about human law must rest its authority ultimately upon the authority of that law which is divine. And if not, you're going to get in trouble. In America, you are in trouble. Folks, beyond that, we in the United States of America do not live under a monarchy. We have no king. There's no single governing authority in this country. America's supreme law does not rest with any man or any group of men. Boy, I hate to take that covering off, friends, but it's the truth. America's supreme law does not rest with the president, the Congress, or the Supreme Court. Not even close. In America, the United States Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Under our laws, every governing official publicly promises, as I've said earlier, to submit to the Constitution of the United States. And I hope you listeners understand the significance of this distinction, because it means that in America, the higher powers are not the men who occupy elected office. They are simply the tenets and principles set forth in the United States Constitution. Under our laws and form of government, it is the duty of every citizen, including our elected officials, to obey the Constitution. That's why I can't stand people talking about the left and the right. Or they. As if the government is some different entity. As if we're in a different boat than they're on. Or as if we're in a different country than they are in. It's not us against them. They're an extension of who we are. They're an extension of what we have tolerated. We, the people. So let me go forward just a little bit here and show you how Romans chapter 13 reads to us Americans. Let every soul be subject unto the United States Constitution, for there is no constitution but of God. of the Mosaic Institution in Jesus Christ. The constitution that be is ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the constitution, including the tenets of that constitution, including those that we have allowed to serve we the people of that constitution. Whosoever therefore resisteth the constitution resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation, no matter who they be. For the Constitution is not a terror to good works, but to the evil and to those that violate the Constitution of the United States. Oh, American, when you get a hold of this, it's all over for corruption in government. It's all over for corruption in government. We'd actually talked to a senator out in Maryland probably 5 or 6 years ago. He carries a pocket constitution around with him. And he started quoting the Constitution on the floor at the federal level. And a reporter came over and said, "What was it that you were reading?" I'm not kidding you, friends. It's that sick. It's that backwards. Let me go on here. "Will thou then that not be afraid of the Constitution? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have the praise of the same. For the Constitution is the minister of God to us in America, to thee for good. But if that thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for the Constitution beareth not the sword in vain. For the Constitution is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake." You know, it's interesting. That's why when you deal with the homosexual communities or with the abortion industry, they always shout and shoot. They never ask any questions. Why? Because they're subverted and condemned of self. They know that they don't have the law on their side, friends. So the state-run media has to get behind these criminals and try to push public sentiment on you. So you'll be motivated by your emotions rather than your principles. What divides America? There you have it. It's not legal in our country to kill an innocent baby. It's not legal in our country to advocate homosexuality. What, to set its people at war with God? That's what the Constitution is for? For those that didn't know, both these topics upend the Constitution. That's why when John Adams, the second president of the United States, said, "Our Constitution was made for a moral, conform to truth, a moral and a religious people. It is totally inadequate to the government of any other." And what's even more terrible is when you have supposed patriots out there with a blowhorn in their face shouting out politicians' name like they're going to be the answer to all the dilemmas in our country. No, first submit yourselves to God, correct yourselves as unto God, and then correct others. And then thou shalt judge so you might have peace. And yes, it's good to get involved in what's going on out there. I'm quite involved, friends. Tea parties in the Minnesota, they all know who I am. I always speak at their events. And even nationwide, we're beginning to pick up and do this all over the country. That's good to get involved, but my gosh, friends, we don't sit there and put man's trust into the arm of the flesh where the Lord says it's a curse to that man. Man will let you down all the time. We need to cry out as our forefathers cry out, "There is no king but King Jesus." Because we put our trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man. Blessed is that man. Well, I know this sounds a little flaky to some of you guys out there who have a partial belief in God. Yeah, you're in the same lot with the devils who believe, yet they tremble. You're in the same lot with those that are basically promoting by your inaction your lack of Christianity and your hypocrisies. You are the problem. Let me go on. Romans 13, chapter 13, reads to American, with the intertwined version of Scripture and the Constitution. Wherefore, you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. For this cause, pay ye tribute also, for the Constitution is God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Friends, what I just read is exactly the proper understanding of our responsibility to civil authority in the United States, as per the teaching of Romans chapter 13. And furthermore, Christians above all people should desire that their elected representatives submit to the Constitution. And if they violate the Constitution, then fire them. Don't let them walk out the rest of their term so they can destroy who we are for another 6 to 9 months. Impeach them. You know, on the way over here, I was listening to a well-known radio personality. And I said, it's funny, he sits here and he complains about this guy in the White House all day who's committing treason, and he's saying he's committing treason against we the people. And yet, instead of taking that wall and pushing it back on corruption, he laughs it off. He lightly esteems the God of his salvation. Why? Because he doesn't believe him enough to bring forth his commandments and judgments to bring about righteousness so we don't have to deal with corruption anymore. And yet he's got the microphone to do that, just like I do. That's a lack of conservatism. That's a lack of Christianity. That's a lack of patriotism, friends. And I'll tell you why he leaves off justice, because he wants to make sure he's got sponsors so he can complain about them again tomorrow, so he can make a couple more $1 million off the ignorance of the American people that listen to him in the millions. And he knows what I'm telling you is true. Just like 98% of the rest of the supposed conservatives that are on the radio and television today. They sit there and they chase their tails. It's called rhetorical. It's called circular reasoning. It's like a dog chasing its tail. They never have resolve. They don't like to bring you good news, because then you might have hope. And if you had hope, then by God, they can't sell fear, can they? And by the way, that's what they make their money off, is the fear that they push upon you. And if it wasn't true, why is it when you go to their websites or when there's a break, why is it that they're always selling something during the break? But yet during their show, they're just talking about hopelessness. See, that's a world without God, friends. A world with God says that I have hope, I have faith that overcomes the world, and it's my job to go to my Father in Jesus' name and bring to the world what is not here. And it's called hope, and your hope is in Him. And never put it in the hand or in the heart or in the faithfulness of a man. Never do that. Folks, it's constitutional government that has done more to protect Christian liberty than any governing document ever devised by man. Ever. Biblical principles form the foundation of all three, America's founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, the United States Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, which is a bunch of bill of thou shalt nots to those that are in government. That liberates you in obedience as a moral people. That is true liberty. That is true freedom. I'm sorry. And as a result, Christians in America, for the most part, have not had to face the painful decision to obey God rather than men and defy their civil authorities. But I can tell you, we're on the brink of it right now. We're on the brink of it right now. And it's time that 303 million people say to the corrupt in government, no more. No more. You're done. You're done. You got Bradley, the Sons of Liberty. We'll take these calls right when I come back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Sons of Liberty is the only radio program that I've heard where they actually walk their talk. They apply it to their lives and show real leadership. And this is the kind of stuff that America needs to hear if we're ever going to reform ourselves and give hope for our next generation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What I'm going to do here really quick is I'm going to sew this up and I'm going to play, because I know everybody wants to hear what Obama just did. But folks, back to my point, and then I'll jump to the next point. The problem in America today is that we've allowed our political leaders, remember what politics are, the science of government. There again, you have that word science, the study of creation. And I can't say this enough to you. You need to hear this, and you need to get this in your heart. Who gave government? God did. That's why Moses is all over the buildings. That's why we know it's wrong to steal, lie, commit adultery, covet, so on and so forth. The problem in America today is that we've allowed our political leaders to violate their oaths. They're the ones that are in rebellion towards us. Of office, and to ignore and blatantly disobey, and I'm talking about lawfully, friends, I always am, disobey the supreme law of the land, they do, the U.S. Constitution, they violate. Therefore, if we truly believe Romans chapter 13, Christians, Americans, patriots, conservatives, we will insist and demand that our civil magistrates submit to the United States Constitution. Just like Thomas Jefferson said, we need to chain them down with the chains of the Constitution. I love that. I love that train of thought. I love it, I love it, I love it. You guys ready to jump over to Mr. Obama Nation real quick? Well, we just seen this week in America, for those that are listening to us outside of America, on the cover of Time Life magazine, it says, "We are Americans," and it has illegal immigrants. And by the way, just a side note, I have a Mexican-American singer, and I have a black guitar player. And I'm telling you what, at the left, I would just, the left steps in it with my ministry 24/7. I've been accused of a racist. I've been confused of a Islamophobe, a homophobe. I've been accused by these sick-minded socialist, Marxist, anti-American individuals time and time again. But the point is, on Time magazine, it says, we are Americans. And I say back, really? Well, if you are, there must be something missing here, namely the Constitution and the law. Because if you're Americans, which you are not, you're not here legally. And if you're not here legally, then you're not Americans. Well, just yesterday, which is the same week as when the article first came out, they always do this hand in glove, the New World Order monkeys do. They prep the people and then they attempt to push it. Well, Obama today granting work permits to illegals in the number of 800,000 students in this country. It's already been voted down by we the people through Congress. He ignored that. And I want you to hear what happened today, and I'm going to take these phone calls real quick. But this happened today where reporters started to confront him. Listen to what Obama says and also pay attention to the fact that he says he knows better for us than we know what's good for us.
Patriotic young people, it is the right thing to do. Excuse me, sir. It's not time for questions, sir. Not while I'm speaking. Precisely because... And the answer to your question, sir, and the next time I prefer you let me finish my statements before you ask that question, is this is the right thing to do for the American people. Babika, I didn't ask for an argument. I'm answering your question. It is the right thing to do for the American people, and here's why. Here's the reason. Because these young people are going to make extraordinary contributions.
In other words, I don't care what the Constitution says. I don't care what you 303 million people just said about immigration, namely illegal immigration. It's the right thing to do. In his demented mind, he's right because he breaks the law all the time. He lies all the time. The man doesn't know how to tell the truth. When he says white, look to the black. When he says black, look to the white. If he says left, look to the right. And if he says to the right, look to the left. Because that's everything he says has backward meaning. In his confusion, listen to him blurt out the truth. The man that was opposing him kept saying to him, you're giving these people work permits in the number of 800,000 students? Did you forget about the employment opportunities that the Americans need in this country, and you just forfeited 800,000 legal jobs and legal citizens to that of 800,000 illegal citizens, and it's the right thing to do? No, folks, let me tell you what it's about. He needs votes. And what he did with a broad stroke of his brush, he just said to all the illegals in this country, go ahead and come in. To the DREAM Act. And notice the names again, friends. We got Justin in Maryland. You got Bradley with the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for calling in.
I was just going to say really quick, it's funny. It's how people are like, well, this is going on. And everybody seems to think that it doesn't affect them. And it's because they don't subject themselves to the law of God that things grow rampant in government. Because government is just an extension of us as people, because when we're righteous before God, we will stand up against unrighteousness. Like with Abraham, when God was going to look over and survey Sodom and Gomorrah, Abraham asked if there was but 20 righteous, would you destroy a people?
Yeah, 50,
for those
40, 30,
people?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, and it kept on going, kept on going. If there's righteous people in this nation submitted to God, submitted to God's law, they cannot but rebel against unrighteousness. No matter what is being taught, no matter what is being told to them, they cannot but rebel against it because it is within their heart and God's given it to them, and the fire within their heart has to come out. So it's us as a people that have to submit to God through His law.
That's right.
And then things will change.
That's right. We are America. We are the governments. They derive their power from the consent of the governed, not outside of that. And they got it completely backwards. And I'm telling you what, folks, knowing from the inside out, I'm telling you, these people think they are demigods. And they like to huddle around their little hornet's nest with their little Pharisaical and Herodian friends. And they forget about the people.
They don't subject themselves.
That's right. They don't. They don't subject themselves to our laws. If they did, they wouldn't act outside of what our laws state. And that's the problem. Thank you for the call, Justin. I appreciate that. Listen, if I go to the book of Proverbs 28, it says, "Whoso keepeth the law contendeth with those that don't keep the law." And because they don't keep the law, they praise the wicked. And see, this is what you have in your country today. It's a bunch of people, ignorant people, dummy down people, that don't know the difference between right and wrong because they've never opened their ears to what God says. He says, all right, go ahead and do your thing. You might want to read Proverbs 1:20. You want to just ignore me? You want to go ahead and refuse my reproof? Then when your desolation and calamity comes upon you, don't call upon me. And don't tell me there's no mercy in that, friends. The mercy is that you have the knowledge of the truth right now, because that's why you listen to me. You're accountable for what you hear. And Jesus said the same thing. My word condemns your disobedience. They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. That's why you're seeing the professed church in this country go with every wind of doctrine falling from Herod's seat, the government. Because they won't listen to what God has to say. And let me tell you people out there, you professing hypocrites, your prayers are even abomination in the sight of God because you don't listen to his prayers and by the or his law. And by the way, that's why your prayers are not answered. It's about the will of the Spirit, not the will of the flesh. And one more point as to what Justin just said from Maryland. If you read in the book of Isaiah, he talks about the fire burned them round about, but they didn't know it. What you leave undone in judgment, friends, will burn you. It will touch you. It will touch you. It will touch your posterity. It will touch your wallets. And that's why we are here today, to let you know that America is on fire, the ship is sinking, and we better get the buckets and seal up the holes and throw those overboard that need to be thrown overboard and get the water outside of the capsule into the ocean where it belongs so we can stay afloat. We have the longest standing constitution in the United States. We need to maintain that through gratuity to God for what he's done for us and what our veterans have done for us in the natural. You got Chase in Maryland. Wow, we got Maryland calling up. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. You got about 20 seconds.
Sweet. Well, it just reminds me, this whole thing reminds me of like the elementary school kid running for class president and saying, you know, you get free ice cream every day and no homework. You know, it's like, even if he gets the vote, even if he's elected, ultimately he's submitted to the law of the teacher that's above him. Just like our elected leaders are under the law of God. It's like,
that's right. Just Chase, I got to break out, my friend. Sorry about that. It's like Nelly. When she wanted to win her election, she had everybody over for candy and cake all the time. And the people she didn't like, she didn't invite. So, you got Bradley, Sons of Liberty, tomorrow, 2 to 4 Central Standard.